ABC Radio Australia.
We are staying with the Palm Scheme. The story here, almost 12 months since Arjun Kuni was found dead on the side of the road in the early hours of the morning. His family is still grieving and desperate for answers. The 36-year-old Solomon Islander was walking to the poultry farm where he worked about 4:30 a.m. on Monday, April 28th, 2025, when he was the victim of a hit-and-run, police believe. He came to Australia under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme. His sister, Margaret Natalie Cooney, told Lucy Cooper months of investigation has so far failed to lead to any answers.
I was Arjun's elder sister, and upon arrival here, I haven't settled. And then the incident happened. That was on April. And then to me, it's such a shocking incident. It was a shocking death for me. And since that time the event happened or the death occurs, I feel like it's really traumatic for me as a sister. And like in our upbringing, we raise up extendedly, we care for each other. And in our old cultural way, as an elder sister, as a firstborn of a family, you always take up the responsibility of the mother or father to care for your siblings. So it's really painful. That is why I have to call. And then I just want to know, like, if there is any proof about the date, any witness that they can reach out and just let us know so that I have peace in my heart. Like, now I still not have peace about the death of my brother.
Are you satisfied with the progress of this investigation?
Like, it takes too long. And for me, I will say that I'm still not satisfied. I want to know if they can come up with the final report that to let me know that, oh, this is the cause of the death, this is how it goes, this is the event, this is where it started, and these are the people's involved. And then I will satisfy. But for now, not yet.
And throughout this process, has the police maintained contact with you, updating you on the investigations?
When I get the body back, I come back here and then I make out time and come over to Greetfit. I was in Greetfit, that was last year, around June or July. And then I went to the police station and inquire. And then they give me some of his stuff where they found on his body upon death. And then I asked them, well, I'm interested if you can, like, just go about the investigation and then let me know, because my family back in the Solomon and I, for one, here in Australia, it's really challenging standing up facing this incident, like the event, and then doing paperwork for my late sibling. And they never reach back unless if I give them a call. I give them a call and I ask, oh, is there any update for me? That's the only time we will talk. So I was like, oh, please, I would like you to keep updating me what is going on. And then I feel like, oh, if I was around in Greetfit, I will go in front of the police station every day so that they're going to see me there and do something about my late sibling's death.
And I understand that he was in Australia seeking to earn an income to send money back home to his family. How is the rest of his family at home? His children, his wife?
Not good, I will say, like, because when he was here, he support his family. And now, upon his death, the poor wife is not working. And then he has two sons. And I was the one who take up the responsibility to meet the family now, their food, the children's school fee, their lunch money, everything. I made it. So it's quite a challenge for me somehow. But because of our upbringing is that we live extended, we care for each other. So I have to do it. Because if I didn't do it, no one will take up that part to do it. So it's really stressful for me. But the wife and the two children, they miss their father so much.
And for yourself as the elder sister, what do you miss most about him?
I miss him so much because in the family, we two were so close. he's like, our bonding is too close. We used to share things together. We used to call each other. I miss him so much. And even our family, we miss him so much in the family because he came over here and worked here. And then he earned money, he built his own house, and then he contributed a lot in the family. And then sometimes if I saw his pictures, his photos in my phone, I feel like I'm crying. I feel I missed him so much. And with that as well, I would like to say that we have some phone calls, like he sometimes sent me some of his voice call, like the message. And sometimes when I think of him, I turn my phone on and listen to his voice and I feel like, oh no, I miss my brother so much. And like for now, I just feel like if they can reach out and then just let me know what is the fact, what is behind the scene of his death.
And that there is Margaret Natalie Cooney, the sister of Arjun Cooney, who was found dead on the side of a road in Griffith, New South Wales in April last year. Now, police are appealing to speak to the driver of a blue sedan or hatchback travelling on Watkins Road shortly before the crash. Anyone with information is urged to contact police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.